a letter from your son.
Yeah. Jared, I was going to tell you.
Oh, hey, I mean, it's not like we're married.
He's with my husband. I haven't heard from him since I left.
Well, how did he find you?
My mother. She's been keeping in touch and letting me know how Jared was doing. Look. There he is. So big. He needs a haircut.
Oh, he's cute. He's got your eyes.
Makes me wish he was here.
Mata says it's okay to cry.
I can need his permission.
Hey, Karen, how about another round?
Get it yourself!
Ooh, touchy!
Just shut up, Mike!
How old is he?
He turned 8. Last month.
Hey, look. Karen, I'm sorry. I was only joking. Are you crying?
No.
What have you done to you, bro?
It wasn't him. I got a letter from my boy.
Jared?
Yeah. Do you want to see a picture?
Oh, he's cool. Radical hair.
Yeah. He's lucky I'm not there to make him cut it. Oh, there's a fax coming in. I hope I put paper in it.
You should get rid of that piece of junk.
And spend hundreds of dollars for a new one. It's for you, Thompson.
Oh, finally. It must be from Kessler's. Huh. That's weird.
What?
I faxed head office about Helen, and this says they have no record of any Helen Schrader.
But I know she worked there.
Exactly. Now I really want to get into that station.
There you go, one farmer's special with runny eggs.
Oh, it looks good. Thanks, Karen. What time does Marta get in?
Any time now. Speak of the devil?
No, oh, more of an angel. You want to talk to me, Simon?
Well, oh, just a few questions.
You mind asking them over breakfast?
If it's okay with you.
Well, fire away.
So, what were you doing at the station yesterday morning?
Getting fried.
Before that?
Well, I was making sure Thompson didn't get lost.
You can see the station from the hotel.
Well, not when it's dark.
Which brings me to my next point. Why were you there so early?
To beat the early morning traffic.
Come on, Marta, don't make this difficult.
Well, after what Frank did to Thompson the last time he went up there, I thought it'd be safe if we went when Frank was asleep.
It's private property.
Thompson has every right to go up there as a representative of Kessler's, and I have every right to visit where my ancestors are buried.
I don't want another land war. The next thing he'd be occupying it.
Oh, never thought of that.
Well, forget I mentioned it. What was going on between you and Helen Schrader?
What do you mean?
Well, she must have been special to wear one of your pendants.
It's an old Māori custom. Make your visitors feel welcome.
Well, you never gave me one.
You're not a tourist.
Is that your official answer?
That's as official as I get.
Okay, well, that's it. For now.
Leaving? You're going to leave Māori to eat alone?
I need some time to think.
See you later, Simon.
Oh, one more thing. I couldn't help wondering. How did you get Thompson's mobile number?
You've been watching too much Columbo, boy.
Just answer the question.
Karen gave it to me.
That's right, I did.
Morning, everyone. Simon?
I'm on duty. It's Constable Bigby.
Constable?
So, Karen, how did you get Thompson's mobile number?
Well, I saw it on his boxer shorts when I was taking him breakfast.
Oh, give me a break. On his boxer shorts?
Well, actually, Kessler's did give everyone a personalized pair of boxers last Christmas. You want to see?
Yeah. Show me.
Now?
Please?
Okay. Satisfied?
Yeah, for now. And by the way, Karen, any calls for me?
Oh, there was a fax. I'll just get it. Morning, Frank.
Oh, Karen, where's my Barocca?
Coming right up.
Oh, pull your pants up, Thompson.
Morning, Frank.
Gentlemen, how's the head? It's been better. Look, I need to talk to you, Thompson.
Your fax and your Barocca.
What's that stuff?
The morning after drink. So, what about my offer?
You mean the PR job for Maori World?
I could use a man of your abilities.
All right, Frank, I'll give it a try. On one condition.
What?
You let me into the station.
Sure.
That was easy.
Always is if you go about it the right way.
Do you want to lay your complaint, Frank?
What?
Well, last night you said something about Marta making crank phone calls.
Oh, no, forget it. I'd had a bit too much.
Well, I'll be pushing on then.
Leaving, Simon. You finished your investigation?
The file is closed.
What?
I just got the post-mortem results. She died of natural causes.
You're joking.
Helen Schrader died of an aneurysm. It could have happened to anyone at any time.
Oh, no, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry, Mr. Thompson. I'm sure you would have preferred a murder.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting feed, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.